We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's Freaky Friday.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hey, look, we're all on pre-sale.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our guest co-host Tamar Braxton is here.
Hello.
And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
And his Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from a young man that finds Charlamagne sexy. Let's listen.
Charlamagne, I think, kind of have a, he seemed like, oh, he
a troll.
A little bit. He seemed like a, he have a kind of a womanly look. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dude, you tell me Charlamagne ain't fine, bro? Come on, dog. Oh, you put him in a wig, dog? Some basketball player is going to f*** him.
And then not only that, yesterday that, after the show.
By the way, that's Theo Von, by the way. Salute to Theo Von. I don't know Theo Von, but you know, I appreciate you appreciating me.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. And I agree with everything you said. I am beautiful. I don't agree with the NBA player part. Ain't no NBA player smashing me. I'm a faithfully married man.
Okay. All right, whatever floats your boat. But yesterday we were talking behind the scenes, and you were saying that you think that certain men are sexy.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said that men just need to admit to themselves that these women find people like Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan sexy, and that's okay.
You said you found that guy sexy and attractive. That's
no,
what
I did
you
not.
Said. Yes,
attractive
yes,
is different. Yes, you can look at a man and say, yo, that's a good-looking brother. You
I
can do that.
So.
No,
I
attractive
so.
Is different than good-looking brother. If Charlamagne was a man that you were dating, right, and
okay.
he said that another man was sexy or another man
ain't
was attractive,
said sexy,
how would you
bro.
Feel?
We're definitely having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by sexy, and what makes him sexy to you?
Tell me.
I don't know. I never had these conversations.
Yes, you did.
I never said these things. Y'all keep playing these clips that's clearly AI.
No, that's you.
That's not me. That's AI,
no,
bro.
It's not me. No,
that's
it's not artificial
me.
Intelligence.
That's
it's you. I don't find another man sexy. Like, it's not something that's going to come out my mouth. Pause.
You can say a man looks good.
I can say
that's y'all are so insecure.
I can say women like him.
So fragile.
I can say women
good
like him.
Is on the line though, Charlamagne. What he said?
Let's say it again.
I can say I think women are like him.
That's just you might as well just say he's sexy.
No, that's
no,
not.
Women like him.
Like,
I think women like him.
I can see why women would be attracted to him.
By the way, that's gay. That sounds more
is
gay.
It?
Then yes. Then you might as well just say, yo, he looks good. He's attractive. I can see why women like him. That's wild. Women like him.
He could have, like, you know, like regular attributes, like, you know, muscles. Yes. He's successful. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, things like that.
I just find it hilarious how men are so intimidated by Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors with their shirts off. Like, these dudes be on social media straight up hating on these brothers. Those brothers should just motivate you. They not doing nothing that you can't do. You can go in the gym. You can do some push-ups. You can go get some HGH. Whatever it is, you can achieve that too if you truly want to.
I just won't find them sexy or attractive.
You'll find them attractive.
No. Hello?
So, time out. You don't think Michael B. Jordan look good?
No, he's not my cup of tea.
He's mine.
He's not my cup of tea.
Hello?
Hello?
Janice!
No, this Dress. How y'all doing?
Oh, my bad, bro.
You identify as a Janice?
No, that's my mom's name,
you see. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're asking, can you say a guy is sexy or attractive, bro?
Nah, not at all, man. Like, that ain't it. Like, if you with your homie and y'all get ready for something, you're asking how I look and all that, you can say you look good, bro. But calling you sexy or something like that, that's just too far.
What's the difference? I know, not sexy, but you can say a man look
because
good.
Sexy is like when your girl's from Andre, like, oh, you look sexy, babe. But when your homie in a suit or something, he asking if you look straight, that's cool. But like sexy, kind of like sexual, you feel?
I'm not asking nobody, do I look straight? Because they're going to be like, no, you look gay.
That's just your friends. That's just your friends. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Take us off Bluetooth or speaker, bro. You breathing hard.
This conversation got hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Can you say another man looks sexy or attractive, bro?
You can say another man look attractive or good looking, but sexy's kind of pushing it, you feel me? Like, if I'm putting my homie on to a female, saying how he look, I can be like, yo, he's attractive, he's good looking. But once I say sexy, that's kind of awkward, you know what I mean?
What if you say you might find him sexy?
You can say that too, because it depends on the context. Like, I'd be like, all right, if Michael B. Jordan was my homie, I'd be like, yo, the woman think he's sexy. I don't, but the woman do.
See?
That's a different context.
Yeah, he adding that I don't. Yeah. But you know you lying about that I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Yo, good morning. Last morning.
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
Chris from Arizona, baby.
All right. Chris, you Caucasian?
No, sir. I'm Mexican.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So can you call another man sexy to your girl? Or to anybody?
Yeah, bro. Look, so like, my girl was talking about this the other day with her cousin. Right? So, we were watching the Zac Efron movie, and my girl was like, my man's not good enough to, like, you know, say it out loud. And I tell her straight up, I'll be like, dude, like, Zac Efron's a good-looking ass man. Like, you know, and it's not even about being gay, bro. It's just you're giving this man his flowers because you're a good-looking ass dude out there, bro.
Yo, Zac Efron got swole, too. You seen Zac Efron lately?
Bro, yeah, I come on, man. Come on.
What? No, he got swole. He playing some wrestler in a movie. I forgot what wrestler, but he done got Diesel.
hey, you talking Diesel, baby? Let's talk about Logan. What's up, man?
It sounds like he's flirting with you now,
you
sir.
Come on, bro.
So you and Charlamagne want to fight over Zac Efron?
I don't like white men.
Hey, Tyler, you leave Zac Efron alone, Tyler. Come on.
I would never. If I was that way, I would never date a white man, okay?
Really?
I'm still following Dr. Umar's principles.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So what black man would you if it's not Zac Efron?
Me. Look how beautiful I am. You heard what that man said? That man said I'm beautiful.
No, yeah.
Okay?
She might have been on drugs.
I don't understand why it's so hard for a man to give another man a compliment.
It's not, but if I don't find another man sexy,
that's
somebody I'm sexually attractive to.
Okay.
Attractive is somebody I feel like I'm attracted to. You want.
Okay.
I don't get those feelings from men.
So you can say attractive, good looking.
I just told you I can't
handsome.
Say attractive.
But why is it okay for a woman to say another woman is sexy? Because we say that a lot.
Yes. I don't see the problem with it.
Is there a difference?
There shouldn't be.
It's okay.
I mean, if you find another woman sexy. I don't find men sexy. That men are not sexy to me. Charlamagne?
I'm not attracted to women, but I've said that before.
Men are good looking.
Men are
good
looking, and we're going to tread lightly on that line.
Yeah.
Okay.
800-585-1051. Is it okay for another man to call another man sexy or attractive?
You said sexy.
You said sexy. You did say sexy. There were 7 people in here that heard you say sexy.
No, that's what they said. You had to say it now.
You shooting your shot with Jonathan Majors. 800-585-1051. We'll take your call when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
big old freak. I love to talk my shit.
What do you think, sir?
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question is, you know, Charlamagne was talking behind the scenes yesterday, and he was talking about different men were sexy. He was talking about Jonathan Majors. He was talking about Michael B. Jordan, talking about how attractive they were and all the things he would think about when he seen them.
I did not say any of that.
Yes, that is true.
All of this is a lie, by the way, y'all.
So we're asking, you know, can a guy feel? I don't think so, unless you find a man sexy. I just don't find men as sexy.
I think it's okay to tell a man that, it's okay to say a man is attractive. I think it's okay to say a man is good looking. I think that you should look at people like Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors instead of hating. You know, take your ass to the gym. How about that?
How about it?
How about that?
Hello, who's this?
This is KK from Brownsville. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
What's
good
up, morning. Bro? Talk to us.
Uncle Charlotte, Uncle Envy, pretty face.
Thank you,
Let
sir.
Let me tell you, I feel like you shouldn't call a next man, was it beautiful, right?
Yes, and sexy.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And Uncle Charlotte, man, I'm going to stop calling you Unc, man, because you keep pushing the envelope, man.
Well, call me Auntie then, but let me tell you something.
T.T. Charlamagne.
There's nothing wrong. I can walk up to a brother and say, beautiful black man, and give him a pound and give him a hug. Why can't you do that? Why not? Hey, y'all are so
absolutely
beautiful
right.
Black man. Let me see how I feel.
You want the third to be in school calling the next man, the little boy? Yo, you beautiful. What's up, beautiful? Nah, you don't want
I ain't
of that.
Saying like that, but I'm saying if I give a man a pound, I give him a hug, it's a beautiful black
but that's
man.
That's what it's going to lead to, Uncle Charlotte.
Black
that's
is beautiful.
Lead to, brother.
Black is beautiful, man.
Yeah, black is beautiful, but that's just like an overall statement. You know what I'm saying?
We got our egos got to stop being so fragile, bro.
That will make me
uncomfortable. Hold on, hold on. And Diddy, he called the guy from Snowfall beautiful at 1.2. We got to fight. We got to set that up. Jay-Z the only one that can make that fight.
Who said that?
Oh, that boy Diddy. That boy Love.
Oh, Diddy said the dude from Snowfall was beautiful?
Yeah, you ain't see that?
No, we missed that one.
Nah, I didn't hear that one.
Oh man, do your Googles, man. Google it.
Do your Googles.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Salute to Diddy, though. Diddy, and by the way, Diddy will make you feel good with them compliments.
But Diddy gave you a compliment. What did he say to you?
I did. I saw it. We see Diddy a lot, but one time, it was last summer at Bishop T.D. Jakes' birthday party, and Diddy walked up to me, and he said, the sexiest man alive. And this was literally right after that Young Miami interview. So he walked up to me, and he goes, the sexiest man alive. And I go, Mr. Act Bad. You acting bad tonight? And my wife was like, that's all y'all can think to say to each other?
I mean, I'm with the wife. Wow.
Your wife should be upset about like that.
That's a lie.
You're taking it too far now.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Right. And y'all said that at the Potter's house, huh?
In the church.
Wow.
It's a joke unless I...
This is getting interesting, right?
What did that one listener tell you that day?
Oh, man. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Listen.
Keep on. Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes.
What's your name, mama?
My name is Shauna.
Hey, Shauna. Where
Good
you calling
morning,
from?
Shauna.
I'm calling from Georgia. You know what I'm
All right, Georgia. Now, Shauna, would you be, how do you feel if another man says another man is sexy?
Okay, so my take on it, I just feel like we don't uplift each other in those. Like, it's okay for female to be like, yes, girl, yes, you're doing that. But it's not okay for the man to give the same energy to other men.
No, that's Atlanta talk, sis. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Pack your bags.
See, but it's a difference when, I don't know, like if my man had friends and he called them sexy, I don't think that I would feel a type of way about it.
Because that's that Atlanta stuff. It's the culture.
It's that Atlanta stuff.
Men be calling other men sexy in all kind of different ways. When they be like, oh, you got swag. Okay. He got swag. Swag is just an acronym for sex with another guy. So it's literally like, if you saying that to a man, you saying he's sexy.
All right, well, what's the moral of this story if there is a moral?
Same, I don't like it. I don't have a problem with it. What do you think?
I think it's the over-complimenting. You know what I mean? It's cool to be like, oh, well, most women find, you know, him attractive. But once you started giving your opinion on how he looks to me,
yeah,
we got to, you know, look at the glass a little bit more closely.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm different. I take compliments from anywhere I can get them, okay? They compliment me. I don't care what you identify as. If you think I'm beautiful,
oh, he's
hell
sexy,
me.
You watching. Period.
Hell me. Okay?
All right. Well, When we come back, we got Pass the Aux. All right? Pass the Aux is a segment we do with Nala Simone when she comes up here. And she tells us what she's listening to on her playlist. And we're going to go through that today. All right? So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.